This news update is being brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers, your full-service jeweler for over 38 years, and by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. In Huron County Circuit Court, Frederick Arthur McCoy has been sentenced for unlawfully driving away in an automobile. Judge Prill imposed a 24-month probation term, and McCoy will serve 240 days in jail structured as 30-day increments with one day off in between each period. This arrangement aims to preserve his Social Security benefits. McCoy's criminal record includes three prior felonies and 15 misdemeanors. The sentence also mandates fees, fines, and costs will be paid, restitution will remain open, and probation conditions include substance abuse and mental health treatment, medication compliance, and prohibitions against alcohol, unprescribed drugs, and weapons. McCoy is subject to warrantless searches by his probation agent. And Joshua Christian Kaltz was arraigned on Monday in Huron County Circuit Court on two counts of probation violation. The allegations stem from May 13th and include a technical violation for noncompliance with electronic monitoring via tether and consuming alcohol, and a non-technical violation for using or possessing alcoholic beverages. Kaltz, represented by attorney Scott Bigger, stood mute and not a guilty plea was entered on his behalf. Judge Prill advised Kaltz of his rights, including the right to a full probation violation hearing. The prosecution requested a $10,000 bond, citing a prior operating while intoxicated conviction causing serious injury. The defense requested a personal recognizance bond, noting Kaltz's cooperation and efforts to avoid alcohol. The court set bond at $5,000 with a 10% deposit, citing public safety concerns, but no flight risk. A full probation violation hearing is scheduled for June 8th at 11 a.m. And Michigan drivers will see increased seatbelt enforcement later this month as a statewide click-it-or-ticket campaign gets underway. It began yesterday, May 18th, and continues through the end of May. Law enforcement agencies across the state, including the Michigan State Police, will step up patrols targeting seatbelt violations. Michigan law requires drivers and passengers to wear seatbelts year-round, and officers can stop a vehicle solely for a seatbelt infraction under the state's primary enforcement law. State highway safety officials say 222 people were killed in Michigan crashes last year and were not wearing seatbelts. Most of those deaths involved front seat passengers. The campaign is aimed at reminding motorists to buckle up on every trip. State law requires all drivers and front seat passengers to wear seat belts, along with passengers between the ages of 8 and 15, no matter where they're seated in the vehicle. Officials also point to a recent Michigan State University study showing statewide seat belt use dropped to 92% in 2024. The lowest recorded rate in over two decades. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford in Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require on the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
And for your obituaries today, we have Marie Kozlowski, 91, of Kendi, passed away Tuesday, May 12th. She was born May 23rd, 1934, and on May 3rd, 1952, went on to marry Earl Kozlowski. Marie is survived by her children, Dave, her 9 grandchildren, 3 step-grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, and 1 step-great-grandchild. According to her wishes, cremation has taken place and no services are planned at this time. Arrangements are being handled by the Knobloch Funeral Home in Kendi.
At McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe, we ask that you celebrate with us this Memorial Day weekend the deep sacrifice our American heroes have made for our country. Let us also celebrate what is good and true about the essence of what it is to be an American. This is Kent McKenzie. Memorial Day is much more than just a 3-day weekend. It's a day to commemorate those who have given the ultimate sacrifice. From Lori, myself, and all of our staff at McKenzie Jewelers, we'd like to send out our sincerest thanks to all those who have made the ultimate sacrifice and to the families and friends they have left behind. We invite you to the Memorial Day Parade in Bad Axe this Saturday at 10 a.m.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back with more news. A fast-moving brush fire burning near the outskirts of Los Angeles has triggered mandatory evacuation orders for thousands of local residents. Driven by dry conditions and shifting wind patterns, the blaze rapidly expanded through dense brush, threatening residential neighborhoods and critical infrastructure. Emergency management agencies have established temporary shelters and regional evacuation centers to assist displaced families. Hundreds of firefighters, supported by water-dropping helicopters and air tankers, are working to establish containment lines amidst challenging meteorological conditions. And Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in Beijing today for a highly anticipated diplomatic summit hosted by Chinese President Xi Jinping. The meeting takes place just shortly after a series of high-profile international tours by U.S. diplomats to East Asia, highlighting shifting global alliances. The bilateral discussions are expected to focus heavily on expanding economic cooperation, energy trade agreements, and regional security frameworks. Geopolitical analysts are monitoring the summit closely to gauge how both nations intend to navigate evolving international trade restrictions. And that's been a look at your news. But before we go, I want to let you know Lakers Schools is on a 2-hour delay today due to no power. Again, Lakers Schools is on a 2-hour delay. And that news update was brought to you by McKenzie Jewelers for all your service. Your full-service jeweler for over 38 years. And by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe.
Pack the car, grab the sunscreen, and point the GPS towards Michigan's Thumb.
The 55th Annual Michigan's Original Thumb Area Vacation Guide for 2026 has officially arrived, and it's packed with everything from beaches and back roads to festivals, fishing, food, and family fun. This year's free guide features a classic Thumb Lighthouse on the cover, serving as a reminder that some of Michigan's best summer adventures are just a short drive away. Whether it's a weekend in Port Austin, a sunrise along Lake Huron, or tracking down the perfect ice cream stop, the guide is designed to help visitors make the most of the season. Inside, readers will find local attractions, camping spots, restaurants, events, shopping destinations, and hidden gems scattered across the Thumb region. Organizers say the publication has become a tradition for many travelers planning their warm weather road trips. Printed copies are now available throughout the region. And for those already dreaming about summer from home, a digital flipbook edition is also available online through thumbnet.net.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.